Sorry, can you say that again?
Dorothy Harne.
And Dorothy, can you spell your last name?
H-A-R-N-E.
Dorothy, is this a safe neighborhood particularly?
Yes, absolutely yes.
And, you know, considering what happened last night, you know, what did you hear? What did you see? What did your husband tell you?
I didn't hear anything. My husband woke up to a gunshot. And what he had said to me, that the police officer said that the guy got shot in the head and that some car took the guy to the hospital immediately. And unfortunately, my daughter heard on the radio that on a blog that the young man had passed away, unfortunately. That's all I know.
In something like this happening in your community, this is very, you know.
Very rare. Very rare.
And it's a safe community.
Yes, it is.
So something like this shocks you.
It does, because I've been here for a very long time. I remember a while back, maybe like a few summers ago, that someone was shot by the laundry place that's not that far away from here.
And so you're hoping that this doesn't turn into something new, you know, where this starts happening more.
I'm sure it's not going to. I think it was probably just a random thing. Most likely.
Are you scared for your safety because of something like this happening right so close to you?
No, not at all. Nope. I won't be out here talking to you.
Are you going to do anything to protect yourself? Like, do you do anything to protect yourself because, you know, drugs are prevalent in the community?
It's just keep your awareness. As I had just said to my daughter, our awareness has to be even more so. But other than that, do I have to get something to protect myself? No, because that's what kills people. So, yeah.